says, run like the Son of Man. And that is not without significance. We find in John's Gospel in chapter 5, the Father has delivered authority to judge because he is Son of Man. We find there in John chapter 5, it's because he comes bringing a true witness. He comes bearing a true testimony. And he does not bear witness of himself. He delivers and he judges faithfully according to what the Father gives. So what we do find here that's wonderful is that he doesn't come down to John and say, hey, John, speak, you're okay. But he presents himself in these same terms, in these terms that to us might seem fearful. He says, do not be afraid. He says, specifically, verse 17, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. And so all of these attributes of the Lord Jesus, that band of gold, gold consistently refers to purity, to holiness, that band of gold that girds about the chest, his heart completely and totally devoted to his God. Devoted to his God and Father. Those feet of burnished bronze, speaking of righteousness. The bronze altar, the brazen altar, was the place where God's righteousness was satisfied. And Christ, it was by his feet, him setting his face like a flint, that led him to the cross where our righteousness, not our righteousness, but God's righteousness, satisfied, and we were secure because of him. And so by Christ's perfect atoning work, what was once a threat to us, God's righteousness, is now our protector. Because he who now promises will perform it. A righteous God does not lie. A righteous God keeps his promises. And so all of these things that would be a threat to the unbeliever, all of these things would be a cause to terror, and indeed it is a cause to terror to John in the flesh, is that very place of comfort and assurance to him. Do not be afraid. I am first and the last. He is master and savior. Praise the Lord.
I'd like to follow that thought. As to the flesh. We have been looking at Daniel, and he, too, in his old age, in the last of chapter 10, 11, and 12, he, too, was an elderly person, and when he saw a messenger sent to him, fell. This is the position, as you mentioned, of the flesh. No communication from God that we receive on fleshly terms. The flesh has to be intense. And then the touch of God, whether physically, by word, strength is your seat to take.
There was no true phenomenon of Jesus. When we're all of Peter mentioned this speech, the Jews do have crucified and killed the Lord. But the Lord followed him, laid down his life. This is a mystery we cannot understand, we cannot explain. We only can believe. The more you believe, the more precious it is that this one who has faith himself in this way, but he was John. He said, well, I have faith in him, but I'm alive again. Both took the lead license. He has spoken about the Lord's Day. And then the book, the famous idea of Adam, what he said about it. The truth they have explained. But is the Lord's Day not even but we as believers, we are in resurrection life. We have a new life. We are not an old life. We are in resurrection. And this is perhaps the Spirit of God that's conveyed to us. John, thou is dead. Same as mentioned. Faithful high priest of things relating to God to make propitiation.